But what is the point? She asks me. And I don't know what to say. I know what she's asking, but it doesn't help. So I pause for thought. I bite my nails, desperately trying to bide my time. It's futile, though, because I'll never have an answer for her. When I don't respond, she asks again, softer this time. But what is the point? Is there one? I shrug. I don't know. Nothing left but honesty, right? I mean, I really do not know. Maybe there isn't one? Then why bother? She replies before I even finish my sentence. She knew what I would say. Why bother with any of it? What is the purpose of all this, this life and everything we encounter within it, if we have tireless questions, non-existent answers, and no purpose at all? My heart breaks whenever she gets like this, and I hate seeing her in pain. I don't know. I sound weak, feeble. It's embarrassing. Why put ourselves through all this suffering when there's no tangible reason to? There's no meaning to any of it. I can't tell her that I don't know. Not again. I cannot let her continue to doubt this life like this. I don't have answers to any of her questions, but I do know that she is wrong. So I try. Life is not all suffering, though. It's abundant with happiness and joy. There are so many things to experience and to learn from. People and places and potential. And suffering diminishes when you learn to adapt your mindset to it, to view it differently and react in better ways. I pause. It sounds like I've read this from the internet. It's actually from a philosophy book she keeps on the back of her toilet. Right? She sighs. If she's digesting my words, she doesn't let on. Her face is blank. Her eyes are pained, and my heart is breaking. Then why are people suffering out there? Like, really suffering? She often ignores whole chunks of what I say. Not even a positive mindset and resourceful attitude can prevent somebody from starvation. That's just the way it is, I suppose. That's the way the universe made things. Made us. I seem to have revealed some kind of passcode that unlocks a secret door. Whatever it is, I said, it has served as a trigger in which a new set of wrought iron gates are now unlocking in her mind, and the crows are flocking out. And that's another thing. Why are we hardwired this way? Why are we so set on searching for happiness and for love and for ourselves when it's all meaningless anyway? She hasn't noticed the tear rolling down her cheek. Or maybe she has. Either way, I watch it as it slips over the edge. I will not let her do this to herself. Not again. Not anymore. So I stretch back my shoulders. I extend my neck. And I think for a moment. I really think. And narrating in my own mind, I can see things a little clearer. It's weird. Like before, my story was comprised of mere scribbles on these pages, but now, as I think things through, as I let myself in, those words are transforming into a legible font. Crisp and concise and crystal, likely Times New Roman. You're focusing on the wrong things here, I finally tell her. My voice slips out a little louder, a little more abrupt than I intended. Not in a harsh way, but stern enough to snap her out of it for a moment. The tear has dried, and thankfully, there's a little more light behind her eyes, even if it's only an energy-saving light bulb. You're driving yourself insane. Stop focusing on the fact that we don't have answers or any access to them or even the ability to truly comprehend them. Start focusing on the fact that we do not have answers, and that's just how it is. Her face betrays her earlier questions, because she almost looks relieved. It might have even been humanity ourselves who created this whole questions require an answer concept anyway, and maybe that in itself doesn't exist. But regardless, let's for one moment say that we know for a fact that life has no purpose. Definitively. I'm letting my thoughts log flume directly out of my mouth, and there's no safety barriers in place, only gravity, and my need to stop her suffering. Can't that be a good thing? Doesn't that mean that if we realize that there is no inherent reason for all this, then nothing matters? Which in itself means that everything matters. That every bloody moment matters. Then we get to attach our own meaning to things. We get to label them as important or otherwise. We get to determine what is worth living for. I pause for a second whilst she takes it in. Whilst I do too. I didn't know it would feel like this. Even if nothing matters. Even if your story one day is never read by the universe again, even if you're forgotten by everybody, if the Earth is only a blip within an ever-expanding cosmos, if this entire dimension ceases to exist, even if that's all the case, that is an if that belongs to a then, not a now. Now, your life is happening now. And that's the important thing, irrespective of meaning and purpose and reasoning. Your life is happening. Whether or not anybody knows or remembers that you have existed, you still have. All that will ever matter is that you happened. You are here right now. And that in itself is why everything will always matter. Because everything has happened. Do you understand? Her eyes are glistening, but I can't tell if it's from brimming tears or glimmering hope. It looks like she might be. She is. She's smiling, only slightly, but it's still there. I do understand, she whispers, as far as any human really can understand anything, because we don't truly know anything in this world. So really, that only leaves us with two options. We either make the best of the life we have whilst we have it, or we don't. It's as simple as that. She listened to me. She heard me. She gets it. And I realize when finally she settles that she has been staring at me this entire time. I guess that is the nature of your reflection in your bedroom mirror, though. And I guess I needed to hear all that, too.